Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
This pilot episode is to serve as an introduction to who we all are, our anime history, and how this podcast is going to work. With the summer 2021 anime season already underway, we thought this was a great time to get started. As mentioned, we're going to be using the free episode rule to talk about as many currently airing anime, one show per podcast episode, and give our thoughts based on the first three episodes alone. For the most part, we'll be going into each show blind, using only the descriptions and a trailer or two to give us an idea of what we might be watching. Of course, there will be the odd exceptions, such as maybe knowing the source material, and while we'll try to cover as many shows as we can, there will obviously be some that we miss. The plan is to release two episodes every week on Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time following the release of this pilot episode, each lasting around about 30 to 40 minutes. To finish up each anime season, we'll do a longer recap episode, where we'll give some scores, awards, and generally review the season as a whole. Then, between each anime season, we'll do some off-season episodes where we'll talk about other shows, new and old, and generally just anything to do with anime. That's kind of it for the introduction of the podcast. Now, let's get on to introducing who each of us all are, and what our experiences with anime are. Ace, could you start us off by telling us a bit about yourself, your anime history, and what your favourite show is, please?
I'm the editor for GameGrin.com, the gaming website where hopefully you found this episode of the podcast. And I host the Greencast podcast. And my history with anime is, in the early 90s, we got a satellite TV, and I'd watch whatever animation was on. So I caught bits of Robotech, Speed Racer, Battle of the Planets, just the early stuff that was brought over. And it looked like a cartoon, so I'd watch it. I didn't really get into anime much past that until Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z started airing on Fox Kids, and from there I've enjoyed many different anime. I even do a bit of abridged series work because I like abridged series, they're fun.
Nice, that's quite a nice little a surprise bit of knowledge for everyone to know about you.
Thank you.
So, Rhodes, how about yourself? What's your history with anime?
So, I've got a bit more of a weird one because I had like a double introduction to anime. So, when I was about, I'll go into it. I don't want to say relatively, but I was about 17 or 18 when I first experienced any kind of anime. But it was a show called Chobits, and I thought it was terrible. I was like, how can anyone watch this? This is the worst thing ever seen. You know, like you just don't get it. You just don't click and. It puts you off like an entire genre or something because that one thing you didn't enjoy. That was me. And I was like, ugh, I'm never watching anime again. I'm not a child. And that was it. And then, I don't know, I was maybe like 21. I was in like a second year of uni or so. And someone was watching Fist of the North Star. And I was like, this seems cool. You know, this is just a hench guy, like literally just acupuncturing people to death. I can get behind this. This isn't for kids, definitely for kids though. And that kind of started off because I watched that, and then similar to Ace, I saw Sailor Moon. That's like a very different from Fist and North Star. I do appreciate they are very different shows, but like that, there's like an underlying positivity to all these shows where like the good guy is good and they do good things, and sometimes in life I just enjoy watching the things where the hero is just a super nice person and they do super nice things and everyone around them is super nice. And it's not always like, at that point, it wasn't always like the best storytelling. It wasn't always all about like, oh, you know, like, I wonder what will happen. It was always like, the bad guy will do something and the good guy will sort him out. But like, I just love that. I love like, especially in like 80s anime, like it delivers it so well. And it's so tropey, but it's so brilliant. You know, Dragon Ball's another one, it does it really well. Ranma was another one I really enjoyed, but like all the 80s stuff was good. And for a long time, I didn't watch anything outside of like classic anime, I guess you could call it. I think it was probably Death Note was the one. But like everyone was just like, oh, you gotta watch Death Note, Death Note's amazing, you gotta watch Death Note. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll watch it. And then I watched it, I thought it was brilliant, most people do. And it kind of just set me on the way of being like, you know what, maybe modern anime isn't that bad. I'll give it a go. And yeah, it was great.
Nice. And now we're forcing you to watch a lot of modern anime.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait for Death Note 2. That's not coming. I know that's not coming.
And we wouldn't review it on this podcast anyway.
I mean, technically, there is, but it's a manga and it was a one-shot.
Look, the best Death Note is the live-action film with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we won't be talking about any live-action stuff on this podcast because I don't want to have to put myself through that.
I also want to clarify, that's a joke. I'm a very dry human being. Please don't take me seriously. Please carry on listening to our podcast.
Oh, dear. As for myself, well, yeah, I'm Nikki. I'll be hosting the podcast. So kind of a bit like Rhodes, actually. I think I've been watching anime for like as long as I can remember because like it was always on TV. I just don't think I knew it was anime. You know, things like Dragon Ball and like whatever was on for kids and stuff, like it was there, but it didn't really click. You know, the weird airing of One Piece that like never actually finished because 4Kids like just censored the crap out of it. And then like I, you know, got into all the kind of like the usual stuff, like your Death Note and stuff. But it was only really kind of like college where a friend of mine lent me all the Ghost in the Shell at the time. So it was the first two films and the two seasons, along with Full Metal Alchemist. And I watched all of those, and that's when it kind of like clicked in my brain, like, oh, anime is like really awesome. Like there's some amazing stuff. And like before then, like I just kind of like dipped into a few things. I actually, one of the first like mangas I probably got into was King of Hell, which I later, many years later, found out was actually a Korean manga. That's a story for a different time. But I fell out with anime when I went to university. I just stopped watching it. And even though I kind of dipped in and out a little bit here and there, I didn't really get back into anime until actually last year. It was ironically the lockdown, which made me suddenly just get back into anime. And I have watched so much anime in the past like year and a half, both currently airing stuff, old things, you know, like just playing catch up. And like I'll watch anything, you know, dubbed and subbed. I'm a bit of an isekai and like mecha, kind of anything that's a bit trashy, like I'll happily watch it. But yeah, just getting into everything. And like it's interesting to see the quality and like how things have changed. And I quite enjoy looking at dubbed versus subbed. I don't have any preference. Like, I really don't have a preference. But it's interesting seeing how stuff has been localized, especially stuff from, like, the late 80s, early 90s, and, like, going between the two versions and the... Yeah. But I think the interesting thing I like about the three of us is, and we spoke about this before we actually started recording, is, like, we have very similar gaming tastes. Like, we're quite open to trying very similar kind of games, although we have what we like. When it comes to anime, we definitely have three very different tastes in anime, as well as like what we're kind of willing to tolerate when it comes to like tropes and such. And that's kind of where I think the idea of this podcast came from, is like it would just be interesting to see what three very different people thought about the same show. But I think to dig into things a little bit more. I'm curious, what's everyone's favorite and least favorite genre? Ace?
My favorite genre would have to be sci-fi, more accurately, mecha, because I love me some big robots, because, you know, I was a kid when Transformers, the original Transformers, came out. I'm a bit older than you two, so I've always liked some big robots fighting. If they're fighting in space, all the better, but they don't have to be. Just look at Escaflowne. Least favorite genre would have to be sports. I don't want to learn rules to understand a show that's about a sport.
I mean, most sports anime I've seen, it's usually something happens and then there's like 10 minutes of monologue between someone in like the stand explaining what just happened.
So Yu-Gi-Oh!
Pretty much, actually. Oh, gosh. We'll have to do a Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode at some point. Rhodes, what's your favorite and least favorite genre?
I like anything that involves wonderful combat scenes. specifically if it's hand to hand. I don't care about the genre. It could be any genre, but if people fight each other, I'm all over it. I love it. I don't really have favorite or least favorite genres, to be honest with you. It's more like I will watch anything as long as the content of it is what appeals to me. Like, I love watching things fight. I'm not really a big fan of the more lewd stuff, shall we say. And it's, you know, but I'm happy to watch anything. I'd say sport is probably my safety net, because I'm almost opposite of Ace. Like, I'm a big sport fan. Like, I really enjoy sports of all kind. So sport animes and stuff I can bang on and just, you know, like, sort of just comfort eat, put it on in the background and just intake it. Because in my case, I don't need to learn the rules of most of the sports because I know what's going on. So it makes them very easy to consume. You know, I don't watch, or I haven't watched many sports out there. I'm like, God, this is garbage. Like, normally, like, they all kind of just, like, scratch a specific itch for me, which is nice. But there's not really a genre that I wouldn't say I hate or it's not my least favorite, but I can struggle to get into things that are set in high schools because it's just not a setting that interests me. But that's more of a setting than a genre. But yeah, that'd be me.
Okay, like, you kind of answered by what was going to be my next question, which was, like, least favorite tropes, but, like, that's, yeah, you've kind of hit the nail there. I guess I'll jump back a second. Ace, what are, like, your least favorite tropes? Or, like, what's the thing that puts you off an anime?
Didn't you want to answer the first two questions?
I'll do all three at once.
Okay, well, yeah. I think my least favorite trope in anime is when the main character's sitting next to the window in the back of the class, if it's set in a high school.
But that's their seat. That's where the main character has to sit.
I mean, it's even in Persona 5.
Look. It doesn't have to come here, that does it.
Yeah, we won't ever be watching the Persona animes, don't worry.
Let's not make Persona 5 a running gag between two different podcasts.
Kind of a little, I'm going to take the easy, we're kind of like roads a little bit. Like, I don't really have a favorite one, the least favorite genre, because I will happily watch anything. Like, I will watch the trashy harem mecha shows, like Infinite Stratos. But at the same time, like, I don't watch a lot of sports, and I don't watch a lot of, like, romance. I guess my favorite genre is probably fantasy, because that kind of encompasses isekai as well as a few other bits and pieces. Sci-fi is a very close second, but yeah, my least favorite is probably slice of life, actually. I guess the kind of, yeah, the typical, unless there's, like, good comedy in it, slice of life animes are quite, I find them quite mundane, because there's just nothing happening. Whereas things like, I think it's Nichijou, like, that's a comedy slice of life, and that's just hilarious through and through. And I guess my least favorite trope, I don't mind lewd, but I do have a tolerance for it. Fan service is kind of like, you know, there's a limit. I guess my least favorite trope is anything that's just, like, borders on questionably legal or not. It's like, should this even be in here, kind of thing? Like, is that allowed?
And that should be everyone's least favorite trope, really.
100%, yeah.
I'm judging you all.
And that does lead me into a little thing, which is, like, when we're looking at the shows we're going to talk about, as I said, we're going to look at, like, as many new airing shows as we can. There are some we won't cover, and that's simply because, like, potentially the content is a bit questionable, or we just know for a fact that, like, none of us are going to like it. There's one show, for example, Mother of the Goddess's Dormitory, currently, which will be airing this season. We've decided not to cover that for fairly obvious reasons. So we'll try and cover as much as we can. But as we said, like, at least for the sort of main airing shows, like, yeah, we'll be a little bit picky, but who knows, maybe we'll open boats up to other stuff. So I think something that would just be kind of hilarious is, what's everyone's anime hot take? And I'll start. I don't like Attack on Titan.
Edgelord.
I just don't like it. I just can't get into it at all.
What does it for you? Is it the toxic fan base or the Nazi imagery of the characters? Which one is it?
I mean, you know, the kind of awkward imagery and Yeah, that doesn't help. But no, I actually like I gave Attack on Titan like a really fair shot. I watched the first couple of episodes, ironically, the free episode rule. Didn't like it. Same with Goblin Slayer. But like I went with Attack on Titan, I actually then went and read like the first couple of like chapters of the manga, and I just got bored. It just doesn't. I'll give credit to the animation. Like, the animation's fantastic, but like I just can't get into the plot at all. What about you, Rhodes?
Let me hot take. Well, I think my anime hot take is a lot of anime nowadays is very samey. I think if you go back, a lot of people seem to think the like 80s anime is like all like really cheesy and like, you know, like, oh, look, it wants to just pretend it's set in the future and it's so just there. And I think modern anime is more samey and cheesy than classic anime is. It seems to be an unpopular opinion. I don't know why that is. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, I think the interesting thing about your take is that you are correct, but there's actual reasons for it. Like the current work environment of like the industry and stuff. Like there are valid reasons as to like why anime is quite samey and why people feel like the quality has dropped. It's why if you look at like, I think it was the mid-2000s, like kind of between 2000 to 2010, like that, yeah, anime, like the quality of anime just dropped. And we're kind of coming back out. We still get bad shows every season, but like we're getting some really good shows. And that's not just in terms of story, that's in terms of like production value as well. Personally, I'm a big fan of old, like old school, which I guess for definition moving forward, I want to say anything that came out before the year 2000 is, I'm going to count as old school, not necessarily retro, but like anything that's like pre-2000 is like quote unquote classic at this point. I think, I don't know if you two would agree with me on that.
I'd agree.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, you probably push it to like 2005, like it's 2021.
I wouldn't say the Moe Blob was was classic.
The Moe Blob is a classic.
We'll get more into kind of like the history and the lore of anime as we go through the episodes. But Ace, what's your kind of hot take?
My hot take is harem shows are the sitcoms of anime and I love them.
The man's not wrong.
I think you're both very controversial human beings.
The thing is though, right, like I'll use Infinite Stratos as like an example, and I've probably said that wrong, and I apologize to anyone if I have. But like, that is a terrible show. It is universally agreed that there's a terrible show. It's a high school harem mecha. It's questionable through and through, and I love it. And I just have it playing in like the background with the English dub. None of those situations would ever happen to a single human being. They are physically impossible.
Well, to be fair, you could apply it to a lot of animes, like.
Nothing that happens in Trigun could not happen to people. I think, I mean, everything that happens in Trigun could happen to someone.
I often think that what happens in The Girl Who Leapt Through Time will definitely happen to me one day. And by that, I mean, I will probably ride a bicycle into a train.
I could never finish that film. I have tried to watch that film like 5 times and never finished it because I got bored.
I feel like that film seems like it's the gateway to anime for everyone that I speak to. Like, that everyone just seems to be like, oh, have you ever seen that? And I'm just like, why has everyone seen this one film?
It's either that or it was Studio Ghibli. And I do feel like, Studio Ghibli was a big one because I feel like it was one of the first, I was about to say proper anime, but that's wrong. It was one of the first big budget animes to be released that I can remember in cinemas, like widespread. Yes, like the Pokemon movie and stuff was, but I remember like when Ghibli, like when Ghibli films started releasing in cinema in the UK, like that was it. Like that, everyone was talking about anime. In fact, actually, Nausicaa: The Valley of the Wind is up there as probably like my all-time favorite anime film. It's also the first Studio Ghibli film I ever saw. It's also the first anime I ever bought, and it's like I would credit Nausicaa: Valley of the Wind as well as Ghost in the Shell for being like the two that really got me into anime and being like, These are it. Like, it sounds really stupid because I know I've just said that I watch a lot of trashy isekai harem stuff, but like my standard of like what is a good anime is really high because of things like that.
I think that's fair.
But enough talking about the past, so to speak. Let's talk about this season. So it is the summer 2021 season. For anyone who's unfamiliar with the way anime seasons work, it's typically a 3-month block with shows releasing typically every day. As I mentioned, we'll be talking about shows once the third episode has aired, and we'll be going in blind as we can. But with that said, we've obviously had a look. We've seen what's going. We've figured out our running order. I thought it'd be interesting to kind of ask everyone, like, are there any shows that, like, you're looking forward to watching? Like, is there anything that doesn't particularly sound too interesting? And is there maybe something that just sounds quite interesting? So, Ace, what are your thoughts on the current season?
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to Jay Summer Won't Be Discouraged, because like a good magical girl anime, I think Sunny Boy sounds at least interesting to me, based on the trailer and description I've read. And the show that sounds most interesting, Knighthead 2041.
Ooh, interesting choices.
Because it kind of looks cyberpunky, Ghost in the Shell style-y.
It looks like Blade Runner, like just based on like the key art.
Yeah.
Nice. Rhodes, what about you?
Well, obviously I've got my safety bet because there is a sport anime in this, which is Remain. Anyway, I'm not good at pronouncing things, which is basically, funnily enough, after what I said earlier about how I find sport anime is easy to watch because I know a lot of sports. This one's about water polo. I don't know anything about water polo. I thought polo was a sport where you rode horses. So if there's horses in it, even better.
Polo's different to water polo.
Well, you know, are there horses in water polo?
I believe not, because there's none in the key art.
Oh, that's it. Shame. But yeah, I'm looking, well, I say looking forward to it. I think that'll be nice, easy watching, I suppose. I don't know, it depends what water polo is. I guess I'll find out. Maybe I'll have a new favourite sport, who knows. One that looks really interesting to me, though, is more because of how absurd it sounds, is how a realist hero rebuilt the kingdom, which is about how a young man is transported to another world. People are expecting him to be a hero, but rather than fighting things or like going into battle, he just rebuilds their poor economy and turns them around into a global powerhouse. And, you know, as someone who lives in the UK, I'd love to see what that looks like, because it doesn't happen here.
We get the opposite.
Yeah, we get the opposite. And yeah, there are a couple that I'm not particularly keen on, but that's, again, for the tropes I've said before, like, most of them are just stuff where I feel like the main character may be overly sexualized, but admittedly for a lot of that, I've only watched trailers and read the blurb. I don't know a lot about what they're going to be about, so I'd hate to discount any of them because of what I'm saying, because I think, you know, I'll give them all a fair shake, but there's some where I feel like I'm trying not to, but I'll probably go in with a negative attitude to begin with, but I'll try my best not to do that, because it'd be hard to turn around a perceived negative attitude in 3 episodes, so which is why I'm going to try and not do that. But I think there are a couple where I feel like it might be unavoidable. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, sneak peek. I've actually gone into a few of these thinking, right, this is going to be rubbish. And it's not. I've quite enjoyed it. One episode turned me around within 5 minutes of starting.
Was it the water polo one?
Nikki, you do your games.
I guess for me, actually, Rose, I'm really glad you said How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom, because spoilers, I've read the manga for that. There's a couple actually this season that I'm familiar with the mangas, and like How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom is one that I've got high hopes for, because it's definitely a talky show, and like you said, it's a guy gets summoned to another world and they're like, you'll fight, and he's like, no, I work in government. And so, like, yeah, he just rebuilds the kingdom by like reforming their policies, and like I'm hoping it's going to be really, really, really good, because it's generally like one of the best mangas I've read in recent months. Another one that kind of stands out to me is like, and one that I'm quite interested about is The Detective Is Already Dead. And just, I apologize that we're using the English titles for some of these, like, hey, it's just how it is. That sounds quite interesting. I know nothing about it, but like from what I read on my anime list page, it's got me kind of intrigued. I like a good mystery, so fingers crossed. I can't really say, and like kind of like Euros, I don't want to go in with like a preconceived like low opinion, but there's a couple that I'm a bit like, two of which being like Remake Our Life and Girlfriend, Girlfriend, because they just sound very generic kind of romantic harem trash.
Like harem, woo.
Yeah, I like a good harem, but at the same time, like, outside of that, like, I don't really, yeah. There's quite a few that I'm like, even after reading like the descriptions, I'm still like, I have no idea what you're about. So be interesting to go into them.
I think it'd be interesting to see how many of us commit after the third episode. Because when you look at it, there's about 20 to 25 anime here that we're going to be watching. So yeah, it's a lot of content. So it will be interesting to see how many can actually keep us beyond the three episodes that we're giving ourselves just for the podcast.
Yeah, well, so I think there's 23 that we've decided we're going to try and do this season. That was a good segue, actually, because once we've done all 23 shows, we'll do essentially like an end of season special where we'll, as I mentioned, kind of talk a little bit about like the shows and like give some points and allocate some awards. But the main discussion there is going to be saying like, what did we actually keep up? Like, what did we drop? Because obviously the way we're going to be recording this podcast, like by the time we finish, we kind of like release the final episode, the season will be coming to an end anyway. So we'll try and get through things as quick as we can. But like by that point, we'll be able to talk about like, well, actually we finished this one, or this one's about to finish and it's cool. Or maybe we didn't. And we've said that we're going to try our best to like watch the first three episodes. But we also accept that like there might just be some shows where we're just like, I really can't do this. This is just bad. But we're going to be keeping that a secret from each other as well. So you won't actually, you as in our listeners, won't actually know what our reactions to the shows are going to be until the episode airs, and neither will we. We're being quite kind of secretive on our scores and feelings towards each show, with the exceptions of maybe one or two, like as I said, we've dropped from the list. But that's it. That's the plan. That's the cast. We might have some guests here and there throughout the show, but for the most part, it'll be the three of us talking about anime and subjecting ourselves to whatever the heck it is we'll be watching. Like, I've already looked ahead to the next couple of seasons, and there's some stuff that I'm just like, oh boy.
I'm ready to hate anime once and for all.
Yeah, we've done this podcast as a way to watch more anime, and I feel like it's, in the long run, going to make us hate anime.
Well, to be fair, the Grincast makes me hate video games, so it would be apt, wouldn't it?
It's true. And, yeah, that's kind of all she wrote for this episode. Thank you, Ace and Rhodes, for joining. And thank you very much for listening. As we said, this is just the pilot. You can look forward to our first full episode where we'll be talking about Peach Boy Riverside on Thursday, the 22nd of July, followed by Scarlet Nexus on Saturday, the 24th of July. You'll be able to listen to those, well, wherever you're listening to this. So make sure to give us a little follow and leave a comment if you've got any feedback. As I said, there'll be some episodes here and there where we talk about some shows that aren't currently airing. So if there's a particular show you want us to talk about, let us know and we'll see if we can get around to it. But yeah, that's it for now. Thank you very much for listening, and please look forward to the next episode.